You neither know the day nor the hour. This is Father Scott Seetaler. What follows next is a joyful reflection. It's Thursday, and if by this point in the week people are really starting to get on your nerves, they're driving you crazy, they're making unreal demands on you, they're whining, they're fussing, they're complaining, they're trying to get you to do their work, you're ready to explode, stop, come on, stop. I always talk on Thursday about the musical Les Miserables. At least I talk about lines, one line in one of the last songs in the musical. Yes, you're going to say it with me, aren't you? To love another person is to see the face of God. And what do I always say when I mention that line from the song? To love another person is to see the face of God. And I'm asking you to do that. I'm asking you to set aside your human nature right now and work out of your supernatural nature. I'm asking you to just see that person through God's eyes. Respect. Look again, it literally means. Because God loves that person. God loves that whiner, that nagger, that inconsiderate. God loves that person. Can you do that? Only by the grace of God, right? Only when we remember that we walk both in the natural and the supernatural world, because we've been baptized into Christ Jesus. We have put on the Lord Jesus Christ, as St. Paul says. We're a new creation in Christ. We got to remember that on Thursdays when we're starting to wear out because we're moving towards the end of the school week, the work week. New creation in Christ. What's Scripture tell us? Behold, I make all things new again. And we ask God to do that so that we interact with the people who really we don't care for too much, who really bother us. We interact in a way that is life-giving and not death-giving. Remember what we hear in the book of Deuteronomy. I place before you life and death, a blessing or a curse. Choose life so that you and your descendants may live. All right, well, today's scripture quote comes from Mark's Gospel, chapter 14, verse 34. Stay here and keep watch. Again, I'm guessing you know the context of that. It's when Jesus, after the Last Supper, goes out into the Garden of Gethsemane. And he's going to go pray, and he says to his disciples, stay here and keep watch. And we know what they do. They fall asleep. A Christian is one who keeps vigil. Keeps vigil for the second coming. Keeps vigil for appearances of, through little and big miracles of God's healing power in our world. Who keeps vigil not to give in to temptation, sin. Who keeps vigil to recognize Jesus coming in disguises. I'm always quoting Mother Teresa of Calcutta. God comes to us in many disguises, and his most distressing disguise is when he comes in the poor. We keep vigil. Don't fall off to sleep. Don't become complacent. Don't become apathetic. And how about this one? Don't take for granted, just because you come from good stock, strong genes, grandparents' lived to be in their 80s and 90s plus, that you necessarily are going to live to be that old. Don't be deceived by longevity. My dad used to say all the time, the old must die and the young can die. Isn't it part of our Christian heritage is to live every day as if it were our last? When I was first ordained a Roman Catholic priest, I remember seeing a sign in the sacristy at a church where I was vesting. And the sign I have always remembered, and on occasion I quoted to myself. The sign said, "Priest of God, celebrate this Mass as if it were your first Mass. Celebrate this Mass as if it were your only Mass. Celebrate this Mass as if it were your last Mass." You know, that's not being morbid. That's not trying to ruin somebody's good day until you start to listen to this program, you're smiling and laughing, and now all of a sudden Father Scott is making you feel depressed or scared. That's not my point. That's not the point of this program. This program is called Joyful Reflections. But joyful reflections should not ignore the reality of life. We have all known people, either known them well or been an acquaintance or heard about them, who died young. And Jesus says, we neither know the day nor the hour. Stay awake. And we need to stay awake because if we slumber, or as they like to say in sports, you snooze, you lose. What's that mean? Well, you have to stay awake for when opportunities to be loving occurs. You have to stay awake when temptation comes. We have to stay awake so that we can be loving. What's Paul say at the end of 1 Corinthians chapter 13? There are in the end three things that last: faith, hope, and love. And the greatest of these is love. Can you imagine what our world would be like if all the people were genuinely loving? Or if the majority of the people were genuinely loving? Oh, how hard it is. How hard it is to let go of our bad habits. How hard it is to give up our selfishness. How hard it is to take risks to help other people. Isn't that our vocation? You don't want to miss an opportunity to help somebody. You may not come this way again, as the saying goes. You know, dear listeners, without being morbid, let me ask you, what if this was your last day on earth? What if you knew you only had a few hours left to live? Who would you call to say you love them? Who would you visit? How would you spend this time? Would you spend it feeling guilty, grieving, anxious about what's on the other side? Or would you spend it loving those special people in your life? Making arrangements to help the poor with the money that you leave behind. Talking about your faith to those who you have shared that you don't have much longer to live. Well, since we don't know either the day nor the hour, we ought to live each day as if it's our last day on earth. We ought to live with the ability to be able to fall asleep at night. You know, when I fall asleep, I say that little prayer that little kids say. Now I lay me down to sleep, I pray the Lord my soul to keep. If I should die before I wake, I pray the Lord my soul to take. If God should give me one more day, I pray that He will guide my way. It's all about God. You go deeper and deeper in love, it's less and less about you and more about God. And then, whenever it comes time for you to go home, whenever God's going to say, time's up now, as much as you don't know what's on the other side of the curtain, you know enough, you trust enough to believe that God has in store for you something wonderful. Because you trusted God, and you lived your life as many years as was written in God's book. You lived your life in a way that definitely brought God honor and glory. So, you know, don't be afraid when I say you neither know the day nor the hour. Who does? Who does? I could kill over right now recording this radio show. We just lived life to the fullest, giving praise, honor, and glory to God, thanking God for this day, this hour, this minute, this second, knowing in the very fact that we thank God pleases God. And isn't that our destiny in life? Isn't that our goal that comes out of baptism? To please God. We don't go so much to church to be entertained by God. We go to church to entertain God with our prayer and gratitude, our praise and our adoration. Today's food for thought, okay? Happiness is an inside job. Amen to that, right? Nobody can make you happy. Only you can make you happy. Other people can facilitate living a life that is not filled with great deal of poverty or stress, disappointment or heartache. But only you can make yourself happy because happiness is an inside job. You know who I want you to pray for today? I want you to pray for homeless people. Oh, yes, please do. Don't immediately go into judging mode that they're all con artists or all drug addicts. You don't know. Please pray for them. Yes, all of us have to make a decision who we will help with our financial resources. But I'm talking about praying for the people who haunt our streets, who push the grocery cart with every belonging they have in the grocery cart, who stand because they talk to themselves or sing to themselves. They talk like they're struggling with some type of an emotional problem. Some homeless people were very bright. They were downsized from their job, and next thing you know, they couldn't pay all their mortgage and they're out on the street. So a lot of different stories why people become homeless. I'm just asking you to please pray for those people. Today's small attempt to make you smile or laugh. Did you hear about the barber who looked at the teenager's greasy, slick hair and asked, "Do you want a haircut or just an oil change?" That's clever. Well, contact me, Father Scott, 221 36th Street, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, 15201. You can let me know you listened to the program. You can send me your prayer intentions, which I will faithfully take to prayer. And let me know you want to receive my newsletter. It comes out 6 times a year. There's no charge for it. You can definitely, and I wish you would do this, write a check, send it to me. It's from my hospital for the very poor in Oaxaca, Mexico. Make it out to TASH. It stands for the Anacetaller Hospital. Send it to Father Scott, 221 36th Street, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, 15201. If you haven't visited my website yet, I think you'll enjoy it. Go to fatherscott.com, spell out Father, fatherscott.com. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there's hatred, let me sow love. Where there's injury, pardon. Where there's doubt, faith. Where there's despair, hope. Where there's darkness, light. And where there's sadness, joy.
Joyful, joyful, Lord, we adore thee. God of glory, Lord.